This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor extraordinaire and owner of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, where we are making your real estate experience more affordable. This show is brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, the City of CS Preferred Provider List, and the Brat Shop. Please be sure and visit our website at cityofcs.com and find out more about these businesses. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a happy Hanukkah, and I'm wishing you a very, very happy new year. You know, new year is right around the corner, right? You know, since October, I've been continuing the tradition of having nonprofits on my show, hoping that you will consider giving this year to one or maybe all of the nonprofits that I had on my show. You know, we're right before you're going to be able to write that donation off, right? You want a tax credit for your donation. So now you've got just a couple more days to make that donation. And if you haven't done it yet, you really need to hurry. You know, all the nonprofits that I have on my show have got websites that you can go in there and you can make a donation immediately. It'll go right in there and you can get your receipt, okay? It's typically via email is how you'll get your receipt. But I really want to encourage you to make your donations quickly so you can get that tax credit. And also you can benefit some of these nonprofits that I had on my show. So, you know, some people ask, well, why do you do that from October to December when you're supposed to be talking about real estate and anything else that has to pertain to real estate? Oh, well, it's because during these months is when these nonprofits really, really count on your donation. You know, come, you know, February, March, and April, most people forget about the homeless, forget about people that need to be fed, and forget about all the needs in our community because, you know, people feel like giving during the holiday season. I think that's just natural. And so I'm going to do a wrap-up show here today, and I'm going to explain to you all the nonprofits that we had on the show, what their mission is, and how you can reach out to them. And if you have any questions for me, you can give me a call, 719-641-1357. So I'm going to go down the list of nonprofits, and I want you to go get a pen and paper. So do that right now so you can take note of who I had on the show, and you can jot down their information and their phone numbers. And again, you can write down my number, 719-641-1357, and I can help guide you if you have any issues giving, okay? When I say guide you giving, I'm talking about on the website or get in touch with the person that you need to. Now, today's Saturday, right before New Year's. Sometimes it's kind of iffy if you can reach people on a Saturday, but I want you to certainly give it a shot if you cannot go into their website to give a donation, okay? So follow with me. So my first guest in October was Vicki Prophet. She is the executive director of Sarah's Home. Sarah's Home is a sanctuary for victims of sex trafficking. They work very closely with law enforcement. And this loving organization, they shelter, they feed, they clothe, they educate these victims until they're returned back to their home or they find a permanent home. This is one of very few sanctuaries for those that have been victimized through family, friends, or strangers. This is probably the toughest interview that I have throughout the year because the average age for a sex trafficked victim is 12 years old. Did you know that? If you want to make a donation to Sarah's Home, you can call them. I want you to call them and ask them where you can take your donation because there's some churches that work with them. You can always go to sarahshome.com. Their phone number is 719-347-3026. That's 719-347-3026. And you can always ask for Vicki Prophet if you have any questions regarding what their mission is and how they operate. We will never, ever give out the address for the shelter itself. I don't even know where it's at. Be rest assured it does exist. And law enforcement works with them very closely to bring these victims to them so they can assist with them. But anyways, yeah, that's my toughest one every year. I seem to really choke up on that one because, you know, it has to do a lot with kids and it makes me mad and it makes me sad both at the same time. What can I say? There's a lot of times I have to just stop when I'm interviewing Vicki and get some air because the emotions run very high. So do you remember Urban Peak? Well, now it's called The Place. And I had Courtney Dozer. She's from The Place. And she was on the show, and we talked about the shelter and how they feed homeless teens up to 24 years old. And if you've never been to The Place, otherwise known in the past as Urban Peak, I want to encourage you to go there. Because they really offer like a home setting for these teenagers. Now, a lot of these teenagers are runaways, but also they've been, some of them have been thrown out of their home for various reasons, and some of them because of their sexual identity. So this is a place where they can go to get food, clothing, and shelter, and they can also continue their education. They can still go to school. You know, I just want to tell you something about them, about this organization. If you've got bicycles sitting around, and nobody uses them, please take them to The Place. They really could use them. A couple years ago, we donated 6 of them, and boy, did they love them. And these kids, young teenagers, young adults even, they ride these bikes to and from school. They ride them to and from, 7-Eleven, whatever it may be. But it really helps with their transportation. You can call them at 719-630-3223. That's 719-630-3223. You can also Google them and find out their website, but I tell you, it's theplace.com, okay? And then we had Ian Probert. He's from Habitat for Humanity. We had him on the show, and we talked about how Habitat for Humanity builds homes for those that typically wouldn't be able to buy a home the conventional way. The people that qualify for the homes go through a program learning about home ownership, and they themselves must help build the home by spending hours at the site to work on it. So they're donating their own time toward their own home. Now, some people think, well, you know, I can just go there and apply to get a home. You can go there and apply, but you're still going to go through a program. Not just anybody off the street's going to get a house. You have to work for it, and you have to meet their criteria. If you want more information about this wonderful organization that was started in 1976, you can give them a call at 719-475-7800. That's 719-475-7800. The next on my list is Salvation Army. They're close to my heart. Let me tell you why. The first winter I came to the United States, we came back from the Philippines, okay? And it was in the winter. And if you can imagine living in a tropical place, what would you typically wear? Flip-flops, shorts, tank tops, that sort of thing. You might have a windbreaker, maybe. But we never had coats in the Philippines. We never had a reason to. So when we came to the United States, we were traveling in the winter, and we had no winter clothes. 4 of us kids, my dad was in the military, and mom had to get us clothes fast. So we went to a Salvation Army resale store, and we got some clothes. And I got to tell you, I got a coat that I absolutely hated. It looked like a leopard, and I just did not like it. I hated that coat. But of course, you know, I'm a kid, not being really, you know, appreciative about getting this warm coat that I needed so desperately. But I have to tell you, it was probably maybe, I don't know, it wasn't that much longer after that, maybe 10 years or so, that I actually appreciated that my parents got me a coat. So that's my story in the Salvation Army. They're a wonderful organization, and they really help the public here in Colorado Springs. They help with food, and they help with shelter. And, you know, here at KRDO, we do a lot for them. We help with the Red Kettle. They do the competition between the TV and radio. But they've been around forever. Did you know that the Salvation Army started in England in 1865? You can reach them here locally at 719-636-3891. That's 719-636-3891. I'm going to take a short break so we can hear from our great sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to continue to talk about the nonprofits that we've had on our show. Be sure and have a piece of paper and pen so you can jot down their phone numbers. Please come on back, listen, and learn. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I'm summarizing the shows that we've had on since October till now. They're all nonprofits. And the reason why I do that is so that you will be informed about the nonprofits in our area and who they serve and what their mission is. And I'm sure if you've been listening throughout the months, you might have your favorite. You might have a couple of favorites. But I just really want to encourage you to donate. And even if you only have $5, you know, give it to one of the charities or spread it out to five of them. It doesn't matter. All these nonprofit organizations I have on my show would be so grateful to take that money and put it to great use. Again, if you haven't got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. So the next show that I had was with Lynn Telford. She is the CEO with Care and Share. She joined me in the studio. We talked about the food that they provide for so many soup kitchens and nonprofits that provide food for those in need. They served 170,000 meals last year, and it's grown this year. Did you know that for every dollar donated, it provides 8 meals? Can you stretch your dollar that much? I can't. There's no way I can do that. $1. 8 meals. You can reach out to them and give them a donation at 719-528-1247. That's 719-528-1247. That was a great conversation I had with Lynn. And you know, every time I have them on the show, it's very, very enlightening. You know, we always include an organization that serves the needs of our aging population. So it always makes sense to have Derek Wilson from Silver Key on the show. This organization provides transportation to and from appointments for our seniors and aids in providing Meals on Wheels for so many. They also have a ReStore that you might find interesting. I sure do. I found some really unique items there. Did you know that Silver Key was founded in 1970 and continues to serve our community? You can reach them at 719-884-2300. That's 719-884-2300. You know, it was such a treat to have John Carroll on my show. As you know, he was KRDO's news anchor for 25 years. Did you hear him a couple weeks ago when he told us that he's now busy at Special Kids, Special Families? Special Kids, Special Families provides respite care for children and adults with disabilities and special needs. You can only imagine how exhausting it is for those that are caretakers. And this organization helps by giving them a break so they can spend time with others in the family or go out for a date night. Did you know that they also provide adult daycare programs also? They can be reached at 719-447-8983. That's 719-447-8983. And then I had Larry Yonkers. He is the CEO of the Springs Rescue Mission. He joined me. We discussed all the changes and the additions that they have made to the shelter. You know, they went from 41 beds to 450 beds. They also have 24 agencies that help with services to the homeless in our area. And they meet right there at their organization. That's a lot of beds, from 41 beds to 450 beds. So as you know, the homeless population has grown here in Colorado Springs, and they do everything they possibly can to help with the need. I don't ever want to hear again that Colorado Springs does nothing to address homelessness, because they really, really do. Not just with the Springs Rescue Mission, but with other nonprofits in town. You can reach the Springs Rescue Mission at 719-632-1822. That's 632-1822. Well, that wraps up the summary of the nonprofits that I've had on this season of giving. This is our 6th year of giving. our time away from talking about real estate and the businesses in our area. You know, I really want to stress to you once again, and I talked about this maybe a month and a half ago. Go to charitynavigator.com and find out the ratings of nonprofits. And you will probably more than likely even find our local nonprofits in there because they register themselves. There's also so much information on national nonprofits. What you want to look for is where the money is spent, okay? The less money that they use in fundraising and using toward the program itself, that's a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. There are some nonprofits that are pretty popular that my husband and I will not give to. And the reason for that is because we've done in our due diligence, we went to Charity Navigator and we see where the money's spent. If it's very heavy on top with the executive directors, that might not be one that you want to give to. Now, let me just tell you this. There's national organizations that being a CEO of that organization takes a lot of time and they oversee a lot of things, okay? So when you go on there, you might think, oh my goodness, you know, they get paid a lot. Well, stop and think, are they a national organization? Are they a smaller organization? Is the head honcho making millions of dollars? You know, so keep an eye peeled for that. You know, typically when people work for nonprofits, it's because that's where their heart is. It's not, they're not in it for the money. You know, when I worked for a homeless shelter, trust me, I wasn't in it for the money. There were months when I didn't get paid. So I think it's really important that you check out these nonprofits. You know, a lot of times we hear about it on TV that this nonprofit was busted for, you know, paying their executive director all this, you know, lots and lots of money. And yeah, that looks really, really bad. There's one in particular, I won't even name it, but they were very, very top heavy as in the national news. And they took these exclusive trips. A matter of fact, it was reported they went to the Broadmoor and they used, of course, donors' monies for this. And a lot of people were enraged about it. And they serve military personnel. We no longer give to that nonprofit. That's all it took for us. We scrutinized it. I'm like, nah, if you don't have a conscience regarding that, then where does it lie? So that's important to me. I keep on using the word important, but it is important. So that's charitynavigator.com. So I just really want to tell you how grateful I am that you've tuned in this year and you've really, really lent your ear from October to December, listening in about all the nonprofits, what they do, what their goals are, who they serve, and how they want to continue to serve our public. You know, my hats are off for all these nonprofits that help here locally. I'm so grateful for them because if it wasn't for them, I think we would see real problems in the city, as it is with every city. You have to have nonprofits to serve the public. You just do. If you have any questions regarding these nonprofits or anything else, whether it's real estate, lifestyle, whatever it may be, you can reach me at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com. That's The Brat Shop, SHOPPE.com, and embrace the legacy. Hey, don't forget, we're around next year selling real estate, listing real estate. We are known for doing the flat listing fee. You've heard that on my show. Who else does that? Nobody else does that. We also give back to our buyers. We give 25% back to our buyers of our commission to go towards closing costs or even for your down payment. Yep, that's exactly what we do. If you want to learn more about it, go to cityofcs.com. Find out how we operate our real estate business and find out people on there that were just really, really pleased how we got them into a home. And if you're interested in any more shows regarding lifestyle, if you know of a great restaurant, you know of a great doctor, you know of a great service, give me a call. Maybe I'll have them on my show. That's 719-641-1357. I'd love to hear from you. Well, this is our last show of the year, but be rest assured we're going to be back next year in 2020. Doesn't that sound weird? 2020? On that note, I want to wish you and yours a happy and blessed new year. May you all be safe and sound during the new year. And may you always remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyles Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when Ryan Herbig from American Liberty Mortgage and I give you step-by-step instructions on how to buy a home. Or if you're selling your home, I'll tell you how you can save thousands of dollars. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.